Hobby Addicts の時間です。It's time for Hobby Addicts. And now, here are your Anime Addicts.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Hobby Addicts. This is episode 112. I am your host, Mitsugi, and I am joined today by the most lovely of friends in the world.
Yeah.
I reached deeply into the universe of friends and pulled out from the friend Gachapon what I believe to be the rarest of Gachapons, a man who is feeling it today. He feels sexy. Oh. He likes his own voice. Uh-huh. His name's Enzo. Yeah. What's up?
It's me. My voice is pretty good. I don't know. I mean, listen. Props to the editor for making me sound real nice every time. What's up, everyone? It's me.
Ha. That's right. And we also have equally as lovely. It's hard to decide which one to put in the front slot on the shelf because they're both so beautiful. Oh. It's Mandy. Aww.
Hello, I'm here. I'm still messed up from allergies, but I'm here.
Kind of same, but it's fine.
I thought you were going to say you're messed up from, like, something crazy you did or consumed.
No, I didn't do anything crazy this weekend yet.
Well, you're running out of time. But since you don't have to work all week, this whole week is like your weekend.
Yeah.
That's remarkable. Do you have any plans?
I'm good, though. No, I have no plans except getting stuff done that I really need to get done because
by playing tons of video games.
That and I have a lot of cleaning I really want to get done. And because I have like a storage compartment with a bunch of stuff in it, I just want to get rid of.
That's so problematic. Like, what an adult story. A woman doesn't take vacation often. Her company forced her to take vacation.
They did. I never take time off. I don't know. I don't know. I just like going to work, I guess.
And upon embarking on this mystical journey of vacation, this strange foreign concept of which Mandy Noth knoweth, she says, "I am going to clean during my vacation." And I say to
Yeah, I don't relate at all. My vacation is me laying down naked doing nothing.
Nice.
I don't know. I get stressed out at work because I feel like I have so much to do at work. I hate taking up time because when I come back, it's just going to be so piled up.
It's just bad times when you come back.
Yeah. So
bad times are bad.
But I was full on PTO and they're like, "You need to take off work." I was like, "Okay."
Okay. That's awesome. I will. Yeah, that's nice of them for sure.
And I'm going to be taking time off as well coming up because I have a flight to a foreign country that I won't be using. So I need to move it. So I could either visit New York and have ramen, or I could visit Boulder, Colorado, where I believe I should live personally. That's where I belong. I could visit Boulder. I'm torn. I'm torn between my friends and my passions.
Well, I mean, I'd be sad if you didn't pick New York.
Oh.
But you should also think about your future.
Maybe I could do both. I don't know. Maybe I could do a triangle. I could go from here to New York to see you for a day or for like a day, maybe a day.
Yeah.
And then I get back on the plane. And I assume while I'm in New York, we're just going to eat ramen and do fun shit.
Oh, yeah. We can get ramen and just sit. And we can go to a bar and just sit and fucking talk life if you want.
Yeah, man. I
want
to go eat ramen. Then I want to go to another ramen.
Yeah,
and then we go
ramen.
Do something that's not ramen. But there must be a double.
Ramen hopping?
Ramen hopping. Yes.
Yes. You should ramen hop. That's fine.
And then it's off to Boulder, where I typed in mountain biking in Boulder, Colorado, and there were like 12 mountain bike parks like within five minutes of driving. And
nice.
I was like, this is my fantasy. This is where I need to be.
This is all I ever wanted in my life.
All I ever wanted. So it's good to be here, guys. We are going to be talking about the Han Solo movie that just came out.
Yes.
I know that Enzo has seen it. He says that...
I have not.
Mandy and I have not seen it. Enzo says he doesn't know a great deal about Star Wars, but that's okay, because it's an origin story, right? So
it is an origin story, yeah.
I believe you don't need to know shit, or at least you shouldn't, because this movie takes place before any of the others, I think.
Yeah, it takes place, let's see, timeline-wise, it takes place before Rogue One. Yeah.
Okay.
Before Rogue One.
So you can, but, you don't need all the knowledge of the rest of the movies to get this one, or you shouldn't.
No. Oh my God. There's so much Brooklyn outside right now. Jesus. But yeah. So the Solo movie, a couple of things before getting into talking about it that we should probably establish is that, yeah, like you said, I love Star Wars. I've seen every single movie, but I have never been one of those, fans of the IP that reads all the lore and the not canon books, the canon books, the canon comics, none of that. I just really love those movies, so I go to see those movies.
The canon and D, canons on a ship.
Yeah, canon, the canons on the ship.
Canon, the camera company.
On the canon, yes, that stuff.
All the canons, not to be forgotten.
I don't pay attention to all the canons out there, but I know people are, because and that's why it's those viewers that are more, they're more the majority of the voice that's we don't need this movie, we have our Han Solo, don't ruin him, which I understand. I understand that sentiment for sure, but I also think it's very you will miss great opportunities doing thinking that way sometimes. So I think Han Solo is a good character to give a Solo movie to, but I really understand the hey, don't ruin my Han Solo, because I get it. He's a great character.
Hey, it's in the name.
It's in the name. Also because he's someone in the main Star Wars movies, in the original trilogy, he has the most vague but hyped past. I think of the main three, his background, the movie tells you that this guy's a badass, but you don't really know why, right? So I think it's cool that they gave him his story. I think it's more natural for him to have one.
So I have a question before you even talk about the movie, and that is that I'm sure Harrison Ford doesn't play Han Solo in this movie. He's just way too old.
He's not. He's not in the movie.
So does this guy, whoever it is, does he live up to the expectations set by Harrison Ford? Or does it feel like he doesn't fit the role quite? How does he fit the role of Han Solo, whoever this guy is?
Yeah, so that's something that's the biggest thing I was worried about. And that's just a casual fan worry, is that I don't know. Harrison Ford is just probably one of the more iconic actors out there. You know? And so living up to his kind of performance is, it's hard because even if you technically land it, you will probably still not be well received by the fans of Harrison Ford, right? So, but to start off, the actor that's playing Solo in this movie is Alden Ehrenreich. And I was really worried because he doesn't look like Harrison Ford, really. So I was people have to already one suspend their disbelief right there, and I was worried that alone was going to be too much, but. After watching the movie, I think he was pretty damn good, in my opinion. I felt the way he moved, the way he phrased his words, the way he held a gun, the way he ran, I was okay, he's kind of, I think he has it down for a young Han Solo, a Solo that hasn't seen all the shit in the world yet.
He has nice hair. I could see the hair giving him an advantage as Han Solo.
Yeah, the hair was pretty well done, but it's more I think the writers did a really good job. Shout out to the writers of the script, because the dialogue felt very Solo, and he delivered well enough for me to be okay, this is I believe it. I can suspend my disbelief here and, tell myself this is Han Solo on screen.
Hmm. So compared to the other Star Wars, how is this doing, box office?
I was just going to look at that.
It tanked so
hard.
I was
looking that up because it looked like in South Korea, it only made $1 million. Infinity War made $334 million there.
Jesus,
that's insane.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but
I do. I don't have the cost of the movie. Can we assume it's $200 million?
It's a lot of money. Yeah, it's $200 million. It's a cost. Yeah, all right. I think.
So it's made $264 million so far globally, and had a massive drop off after the first week, which is. Not good.
No.
A good thing. That's so weird. This is Star Wars, right? It's supposed to be the fandom to end all fandoms.
Yeah.
Why is it not doing well? Are people boycotting it?
There's an active boycott of the movie. Last I read. Like there was a petition to like not go see this movie.
Why though? That seems silly.
Because people are literally insane. Like I don't like this.
I was gonna say I know literally nothing about Star Wars. Like I've seen the originals and that's about it. So can you explain to me why?
Yeah, but it's like no, people are just like first of all, The Last Jedi came out and the Star Wars fandom got split in half because people loved it. And people fucking hated the movie. I'm on the side that did not like The Last Jedi. I just didn't like it.
Yeah, I saw the discussions.
So I personally have like this weird, awkward taste in my mouth about Star Wars ever since The Last Jedi. And then when they announced Solo coming out exactly 1 year later, I was hesitant to go watch it because I was like, oh, dude, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I trust the hands that Star Wars are in right now to go watch this movie. And that's me as a casual viewer. So when hardcore viewers that didn't like The Last Jedi walked out of that movie with an awkward taste in their mouth, they're just like, dude, fuck Star Wars. And then they drop a Solo movie, which is a very sensitive character to approach. They're just like, no, hell no, not watching this movie, fuck y'all. So like I think that's a big reason as to why this movie, it's just awkward timing for the movie for sure. Because like if it had been the Force Awakens slayed the world, Rogue One did a really good job, and then The Last Jedi was unanimously like an amazing hit, people would be more open minded to watch Solo for sure. Like it's just, and like there's no facts for me to point to for this, but that's my gut feeling that me as a casual viewer not liking The Last Jedi, the second I was like, oh, there's a Solo movie next year, I was like, I don't know if I want to go watch that because I don't like the direction of the people working on the Star Wars movies right now.
Just question. Again, I know nothing about Star Wars, getting that out there, but okay. I did read that, is this like a Disney problem? Like, I heard that Disney's rewriting a lot of the canon. Some people are upset about that, but I don't know.
I don't know. Dude, much about it. Yeah, I don't really, so. I don't know about that. But I mean, I know that, but like in a general sense, Disney does put their touch on everything. So, I mean, and it was very evident in The Last Jedi. Like, oh my God, that's like one of my biggest complaints about The Last Jedi. It was like, Mickey Mouse literally took a shit on this movie. Like,
oh no.
I don't know. Like, listen, like, and this is, again, this is me as like a viewer of just the movies. Like, if you read that and it's a reliable source, and I don't necessarily believe it because Disney will always put a Disney touch on shit.
Yeah.
But this movie did not feel very Disney at all.
Oh, okay.
Solo, to get back to Solo.
Yeah.
I walked into Solo with very like normal expectations because to me, like, I'm okay with them making a Solo movie. Because I think it makes sense business wise. It makes sense, like to open up his past. He's a character with a big past, you know, that a past that's pointed to in a lot of the original trilogy and in other movies as well. So I wasn't surprised. So I went to go see it with a theater that was pretty full. And when I tell you that,
I bet it was full.
Yeah, it was a full. It was the Friday. It was a Friday that it premiered, so I didn't watch it Thursday night. I saw Friday, the day it officially comes out. Friday.
You're a brave man. You're like going into you're going into the big crowds.
Yeah, no, I love going to movies like near the premiere days because I like being with people that, you know, are watching it and enjoying. I mean, something about I've been to plenty of movies by myself where I sit alone to an empty theater, and that's beautiful too. But I also like the hype of having a crowd around me, for sure.
Right.
But yeah, so I went with two of the mods of the Discord who were visiting me in New York. I went with Frigimon and with BCOM, and we went to go watch it. And we were all there, same expectations. We were just like, okay, like this is a Star Wars movie about one of the most famous characters in the world. Let's just see how it goes. And for me, from the second the movie started to the second the movie ended, I was having a good damn time. I was having a good damn time. There was a couple things in there that I was like, okay, that's really corny. And there's a couple things in there with like pacing issues, like, you know, just like the plot moving forward sometimes was just like either too fast or too awkward. And there were a couple moments where I felt some of the characters weren't being consistent to their writing. But in general, this movie is a lot of fun. And I mean, like, in the word fun, like, it feels like a fun as sci-fi, like, bandit rogue space movie. It's cool. It's cool. There's a lot of cool effects. A lot of scenes in space of, like, the Millennium Falcon going off. It was really fun. It was a really fun movie. And Donald Glover being Lando is my vibe for 2018. he played it so well. So that was my overall first impression of the movie. I walked out of the theater thinking, like, wow, like, yeah, maybe this movie isn't the lore heavy, like, the lore heavy movie that people wanted to read all the canon shit.
Right.
But for a fun as hell space, kind of western space action movie, super fun. And there's a couple scenes in the movie that will make people that are lore heavy be like, what the fuck? Which, because even me as a casual reader of all that, I'm just like, dude, why the hell was that in the movie? But yeah, the movie's fun. It addresses a lot of stuff about Han Solo that's pointed to in the past, especially the oh my god, like how he gets his Millennium Falcon and everything. Like, that's all addressed in the movie.
I do think it's kind of awesome that you had fun with it, though, because I think that makes sense too, because Star Wars has a very, very dedicated fan base, and they definitely rally when they don't agree with something. And I read a lot of criticism that they thought it was too jokey and didn't feel like Star Wars is what I was reading. So I don't know.
I don't know. Hot take of the century is that this movie felt more Star Wars than The Last Jedi. Woo! Is that it?
So all the talk of, like, space bandits and the style of it and how he gets his ship and all this, I can't help but think about Outlaw Star for some reason.
It had those vibes. Yeah,
you know, because Gene Starwin's like this kid, like this guy who wants to go to space. He's just like a bounty hunter that's stuck on some planet. And then he gets his ship and becomes like almost like a space pirate sort of. And even like dabbles, even gets associated with a space pirate. So I can't help but make that comparison. So does this movie carry the same sort of vibe as at least as the beginning of Outlaw Star goes?
Yeah, for sure. Less sentimentally, because you know, like the drama of the first few episodes of All of Star are amazing because of Hilda, right?
Yeah.
There's no real Hilda character for this, but it does carry that same kind of like outlaw vibe, because Solo. I don't want to give a summary of the movie, but he ends up, you know, being an outlaw, like just taking up like jobs, like heist jobs, mercenary jobs, right? So that's what he does. Like he's with his crew, they do jobs together to make money, and then one thing leads to another, which led him to the job where he met Lando, and then he finds himself with the Millennium Falcon by the end of the movie. So it's like it is cool though, because I think they do a good job about showing you like Solo at a young age. I feel like people will forget, they will really forget, like, this is a young Han Solo. Young. I'm gonna say that one more time for the young people in the back. A young Han Solo. Young. Yeah. I also love the way Chewbacca's introduced in the movie. It's really good. Really good.
You're also leaving out a very important detail.
What is it?
And that is that the Khaleesi is in this movie.
Oh, Khaleesi is in this movie, yeah. And she looks pretty as hell.
I mean, Amelia Clark.
Yeah.
So.
So I love her character. The First of Her Name, the Mother Unburned. Of Dragons, Breaker of Chains.
Breaker of Chains, the Unburned. Yes.
Stormborn.
Yep. All that. Targaryen,
ruler,
you know.
Ruler of the Dothraki.
Yep.
Mother of Dragons.
Does she have more names than that?
Yeah, it goes on and
sure.
on. Oh, yeah.
It goes
like,
on forever.
There's a bunch more, like She Who Crossed the Sand Sea. There's like the Breaker of Chains. There's a whole bunch. There's like a million titles. And they say all of them, pretty much.
That's amazing.
When they
I
introduce
love it.
Her. Yeah.
I want that many titles for the podcast. Next time you introduce me, I want 10 titles, dude.
if you can come
Enzo
up with
the
those,
Forever Hungry.
If you can come up with those 10 titles, you know what? I'll give that a shot as ad lib on when the next episode starts. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, she did a really good job in this movie, because her story is unexpected, and she plays off Alden really well. Solo, she plays off Han Solo really well, and she has her own arc in this movie, which is really cool, really really cool, and it plays into the theme of the movie where like everyone's out for themselves really in the end. And it's awesome. Like I like her role in this movie a lot. That's another thing. The cast of the movie: Don Glover, Alden, Emilia Clarke, oh my god, what's this guy's name? The guy. Oh my god. He was in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Shoot, I forgot his name.
Anyway. I could look it up.
I'm not good with names, to be honest.
Yeah, I suck with actor names.
Yeah,
Woody Harrelson.
Okay. Yeah, notice that he's in this. How is he in the movie? Because Woody Harrelson is usually good.
Yeah, so his role in the movie, and this is like me just like analyzing a little like, you know, with like literary technique, is like his role in the movie is he is the ideal outlaw.
Okay.
Right, he's the ideal outlaw. He's flawed. But he does what he has to do, and he's the mechanism that teaches Solo how to be Han Solo in the future.
So he's like the model that Han Solo is trying to become.
Yeah, well, before Solo even realizes that he's trying to become Solo, like this guy is very Han Solo. You know what I mean? So then, like I don't want to say father figure, like that's not the right word, but like Solo learns a lot from this dude. And his acting was really good. Yeah, it's kind of like a mentor, yeah. He was kind of a mentor, and his acting was really, really nice in this movie. He had a lot of cool, like, gun scenes that were pretty sweet, yeah. Sorry, this movie's fun. This movie's fun, guys. Like, I had a good time, aside from a couple, like, just, like, me being critical, aside from those, like, dumb things I always notice, like... It was genuinely a fun movie. It's a shame that it follows The Last Jedi and that it's Han Solo.
But
unfortunate.
But fun is not what people want, apparently.
I guess not. People want like, people either want nothing or like the most beautiful, best movie ever made ever in the existence of film. And it's just, and like that movie will barely ever be made. Nine out of ten times you're not getting that movie.
I don't understand why everyone was so opposed to a Han Solo movie. But again, I don't know much about Star Wars, so
well,
I don't know.
I ask people that question all the time. The people that I know, even on Discord, I've asked people like, so like, why are you? Because before the movie even came out, people were so angry about it.
Oh, I saw lot of people saying we don't want a Han Solo movie.
Right, and I was like, why don't we all just reserve our judgment until we all go see this movie?
Yeah.
And then the main response I always get is like, oh, it's just not my Solo. And I'm like, how do you know that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm like, how do you know that? How do you know this is not your Han Solo? And they're just like, oh, it's not about like, I don't know, man. It's just like, I have an image of Han Solo in my head and like, that's just the Han Solo I want. And like, I understand that, but like, that's so close-minded to me.
How do you know that the Han Solo in your head is not the one on the screen?
Yeah, like, how do you know that when you go watch this movie, you're not just like, oh, you know what? That's an even more fun Han Solo. Holy shit. Sign me up for that.
Maybe it's a risk that they're not willing to take, you know? Like, they'd rather just not see it than take the risk.
Sure. And, like, I get it because, for example, like, Beck is is either number one in my life or just, like, or through nostalgia is the best anime I've ever seen. But, and then when I heard they're making a live action, I was like, oh my god, like I hope they don't fuck this up. But but it wasn't me feeling like, no, please don't make this. Like I was like, fuck it. Like if you're gonna make it, it's gonna be made anyway. Like my voice won't fucking matter.
Yeah, really. I can't say much because that's how I reacted to DMC when that came out, because I was like, this is not my Dante. I do not want this.
Boy,
but then the game ended up being actually pretty decent, just really horrible dialogue.
Yeah, so like Yeah, so when that Beck live action was being made and I saw the character choice, like I saw the actor choice, I was like, oh, these guys don't even look remotely cool. But I watched the movie with an open mind because I was like, you know what? Maybe they do something incredible. And it's like the most, it's the best version of Beck that exists, because in the end, I'll always have the anime. It'll always be there. Always be there. And turns out I didn't like the live action too much, but they stayed true to character pretty well. So I liked it. I liked it more than I didn't like it. There were a couple things they did that I thought were a reach for a choice, but it's fine because I don't ever have to watch that movie ever again. I honestly forgot it existed until just now. So because when the live action came out and I didn't like it as much as the anime, to me the anime is still there. And whenever I go to watch Beck, I can just watch the anime and not care that this live action exists. You know, like that's it. That's why I understand it. Especially the answer of like, it's not my solo, but like, cause to me it's just like, yeah, I understand it's not Harrison Ford, but like it could still be your solo. You're just being very close-minded.
Well, are there a lot of books about Han Solo?
Yeah, it's a bunch of comic books. There's a whole bunch of like not canon stories about him too.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Well, you know, this is probably a rare case where a company was making a movie and the fandom said, we're not going to watch this movie. And they really didn't. Like, they really didn't go see it. And I think that that's proven by the numbers. But I have another question, and that is, do you think that this movie is being held back by the success or, like, the palette that has been developed from the Marvel, like, Avengers movies? Like, maybe people... people. Wow, my cat is doing disastrous things right now. So, you know, people are used to going to see these high-budget Marvel movies with that sort of style, and then this movie may not have that same flair to it, and maybe people are not receiving it that well because it's not what they've come to expect from Marvel. And I know that Star Wars isn't Marvel, but, you know, they both are... They're both Disney, and they're both in, like, these nerdy movie fandoms, and there are comparisons you could draw, you know? So,
yeah,
I don't know if there's any validity to that at all, or if it just really is that people didn't want to see a Han Solo that wasn't the Han Solo that they grew up knowing from the original movies or whatever, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think that's a valid question. The way I think about it is I don't think it's per se like Marvel. I think a possibility is movie fatigue, because a whole bunch of movies came out recently that were pretty like that were geared towards like
definitely.
Like the nerdy audience, yeah. And this one's just unfortunately like the last one on the plate. For example, like it was Infinity War, Deadpool, Han Solo, all the same audience pretty much, right?
More or less.
So, and I went to,
and Ready Player One came out too.
And so it was a Ready Player One, Infinity War, Deadpool, Han Solo, and I went to I saw all four of them on their premiere weekends. Because that's just who I am, but by the time I went to go see Han Solo, I was like, God damn, I've been to the movies so much this last month and a half or 2 months of my life, like God damn. But and that's me, a guy who if I didn't have to work so much, I used to go to the movies like once a week all year.
Wow.
Because I would just go to the movies and pick a movie and just sit there and watch it without no context.
Wow, you're a big movie guy.
Yeah, I love going to the theater more. Like, I like movies, but going to the movies is the theater.
Mm, yeah.
But yeah, so I think it's more movie fatigue of all these movies coming out so close to each other.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah, especially because it's expensive, dude. Movies are not cheap anymore.
Movies are getting more and more expensive, and I mean, a lot of people are on a budget, you know, and they don't have the funds to be throwing out. It's $15 a head for a movie 3 times in a month. And then on top of that, you know, a lot of people have kids and a wife, you know, so it's like, you know, if you go to the movies by yourself, you're spending $15 if you have restraint and don't get like candy or something. But if you're somebody with a family, you're talking like $100 to go to the movies because you're taking two kids, a wife, maybe, you know, that's $60 for tickets. And then someone's going to want something. So,
oh yeah, dude, I took my parents to go see Coco. I spent like $75, me and my two parents.
Yeah. So doing that three times in 1 month becomes daunting. You know, people were probably saying, oh, yeah, I'll wait for it to come out on Netflix, or I'll wait for the DVD later or whatever.
That's how I am. I hardly ever go to the theater. I just don't see a reason to when I have so much I can watch right on Netflix.
And I do I do approve of your usage of the word theater, Mandy.
Oh, thanks.
Wait, what?
Did I?
Mandy called it theater, like I did. Yeah, you did. And I appreciated it.
Isn't
very
it
much.
Theater?
Theater, yeah. But if you were to be like a brandy drinking, like, you know, the guy with the really long lower overbite and
That's me
in the theater.
Now I can't tell if you really approved or if you're making fun of me.
No, I do approve because I go to Broadway musicals and stuff when there's one that I like local, and I mean that's an expensive ticket.
Those are not a joke. So Broadway tickets are not fun.
I love all that bougie shit. I love going to have like coffee and cheesecake before the movie.
Dude,
and then
pick out a fucking Broadway musical. Let's go watch one.
Well, let me check the websites of the various theaters in Tampa, and we'll go. I'll take you for ramen, and then we'll go see a theater. We can even hold hands.
No, you punk. When you come to New York, let's go Broadway. Like, for real Broadway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, because they run all the time. Okay, yeah. Well, I don't know what's on Broadway right now, but I can. Look
I don't
it
know
up.
Either. Honestly,
I can look it up. It's easy.
But yeah, So I want to talk more about the movies, but just to go back to Han Solo really quick. I personally think if you can just watch this damn movie objectively and like for fun, it's a fun movie. It is a fun movie. It's a fun space action movie. The actors do a good job. The pacing is a little off sometimes, but that's basically every movie because I feel like people forgot how to write a fucking movie these days. And it's good, and it plays into the bigger lore of Star Wars pretty okay. I think pretty okay. Like it felt pretty organic. They show you how Solo got the name Solo. I hated that part. I didn't like that. That was so cheesy. But they show you. But overall, it's a good movie. So if I had to rate it out of 10, I'd probably give this like a solid 7. It's a 7. I gave The Last Jedi like a 6. So, but yeah. So it's not bad. It's really not bad. It's fun. It's a fun movie. My roommate saw it. He thought it was fun too. The two mods on the Discord thought it was pretty good also. So yeah. I just wasn't disappointed, which is what I wanted. So yeah.
I think movies are always more fun too when you go with your friends. I wonder if your opinions
I'm
would
opposite.
Have changed slightly.
I'm the opposite. I don't like really? With people. Yeah, I go to the movies by myself all the time. Hmm. Yeah.
So
it's my choice. Yeah.
Of the movie of the Broadway shows on Broadway right now, I've seen a lot of them.
Ooh.
And I think if I had to pick one that I haven't seen already to go see, it would probably be Aladdin.
Oh please!
That's
the one I want to watch next.
Yeah, it would be Aladdin probably because I've seen Book of Mormon and I've seen. I've seen Wicked. I've seen Phantom. I've seen. I don't want to see Hamilton. I don't care about Harry Potter, but
I love Wicked so much.
Yeah, Wicked is good. It's not one of my favorites, but I enjoyed it.
I would like to go see Aladdin. That'd be great. So I mean, no pressure though. The day you do come though, we should go see Aladdin.
Well, it'll probably be over the summer. Okay, so I think we got to run. We got to do. We got to do another podcast. So.
Yeah,
but you know what? I appreciate the effort that you. I know that you went to this movie specifically so you could talk about it on this podcast today.
100%. I live and die for the AAA podcast.
Yeah, you literally bleed A's. Like when you bleed, blood doesn't come out; it just comes out like A's, just spill out of you.
I changed my blood type from O positive to A.
Oh, I knew it.
How much I love the podcast. You know.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thank you to Enzo for going to see this movie just for us so he could talk about it.
Just for the podcast.
Thank you to Mandy for just being Mandy.
Nothing. Oh, thank you.
I tried. What else can one say but Mandy?
Mandy.
And we'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening. Peace out.
Bye.